At Northwest Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, we provide extensive education to our patients regarding their condition to ensure that you understand the plan of care and what our expectations are. Aaron White, along with Matt Harrington, together have over 20 years of experience. People you know, names you trust. Together, along with our staff, we strive to create a positive, hands-on, evidence-based, cost-effective environment. No matter the challenge, we've got your back. Northwest Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, 1125 40th Street, Suite D, Woodward.
Troy Jones Equipment, located at 3607 Williams Avenue, has a full line of general equipment in stock and available for the contractor or the homeowner. Troy Jones Equipment also services the oil field. Whether you're in the market for a carpet cleaner or a backhoe, Troy Jones Equipment has what you're looking for. Troy Jones Equipment, open Monday through Friday, 7 to 5, and Saturday, 7 to 4. Their knowledgeable and friendly staff is on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for all your equipment needs. Give them a call at 580-256-2547.
Snell Nelson, Shattuck Insurance, independent agents that take great pride in working for you to find that right policy to fit your specific needs. They're there to assist you when an agent really counts. Call Monica, Pam, or Ann in Buffalo, or in Shattuck, call John at 938-5374. That is Snell Nelson Insurance Agency, Incorporated, and Shattuck Insurance, LLC, your hometown agencies proudly supporting all area schools. Coach's Aide certainly was proud to stream tonight's Class C championship game on coachesaide.com. See your Coach's Aide representative to learn more about Leadership Development Series. Coachesaide.com, leading the way. I think we're just moments away from the trophy presentation, the gold ball going to the Shattuck Indians. Maybe we can catch some of that celebration down on the field.
With the award presentation to the respective teams. First, the 2011 Class C runner-up, Tipton Tigers. Your 2011 Class D State Champion, the Shattuck
I think Matt's in that celebration somewhere down there.
We'll get a lot of them, guys.
Guys, come here, coach.
Kind of sounds like a superintendent down there, doesn't it? Directing yeah. Hey, we're going to get lots of pictures here. It's okay. Got plenty of time.
I think we lost Matt. It's amazing how many pictures you can take in one evening. It's amazing how hard it is to get people lined up to take the pictures. It's amazing how many parents have cameras.
Here we go.
Guys, while we're taking pictures here, let's get Mr. Hawley in here real quick. Boy, I tell you what, Mr. Hawley, you couldn't be any prouder of these guys. They just had a heck of a game tonight.
Hey, these kids played with a lot of heart all year long, and what a reward. Hard work does pay off.
I tell you what, we've seen a lot of teams come through Shattuck here over the years, state championship teams, but these guys, they just really earned it out there tonight.
You know, Coach Bullard and I this morning he came to school, and we were there for a little while, and we had to go take a drive outside of town. And Troy said one thing. He said, this one will mean as much as any, because he said not very many people expected us to be here. And you can see what hard work does. So congratulations to Coach Bullard. You guys know what he's done for our community and our town. So we support him and these boys right here. Tremendous job.
Just real quick, I got to give you credit because I watched you run stride for stride with your kid whenever he was going to take that touchdown in. Unfortunately, got called back because of a flag, but a great athletic effort on your part.
Hey, he gets his speed from his mother, not his father.
There you Thank go. You guys. That's Superintendent Randy Hawley, guys.
So as we close this one out, and we'll not close the post game out yet, but the game closes out with the Shattuck Indians earning their eighth state title, 26-6, over the Tipton Tigers. And really, after Shattuck throughout this postseason had really struggled defensively, allowing 44 points last week to Temple, 42 to Coyle in the quarterfinals, they finally pump it up defensively. They only allow 6 points tonight to the Tipton Tigers on a 48-yard screen play. And after last year's runner-up to DCLA, not having that state title since 2008, they get it back tonight in Coach Bullard's, for now, last time on the sidelines.
Well, it's very obvious the score is not as closer than the game. I mean, the game was never in doubt.
Yeah.
It was almost boring from the standpoint, stifling Indian defense. I mean, the Shattuck kids came out and, again, held them to 32 rushes for 59 yards in the passing game. They only have 120 yards in total offense. So Shattuck just dominated the game from the get-go.
Yeah.
And there wasn't any question about the game after you get through the first quarter. And congratulations to Coach Bullard and this team. And it's a sad night for the Indians. It's a good night for the Indians, CJ.
Yeah, look, Shattuck ran 50 plays, 320 yards total offense. Tipton actually ran 6 more plays, 56 plays, could manage only 172 yards total offense. Shattuck had the ball just over 25 minutes. It was 37 minutes for Tipton inside the red zone. Shattuck punched it in 3 out of the 4 times, and Tipton was in there one time and did not score. Let's see, 52-6 now, and a
good job. Great job. What's your score up there? Wayne.
Yeah, right. And I think the celebration is well underway. Coach Bullard has talked to his kids, and now here comes all the fans. Matt's in the middle of it. Matt.
We'll see if we can grab some coaches and players here. Matter of fact, guys, one of the things that we really bragged on tonight was on the defensive side of the ball for the Shattuck Indians, and we've got Tyson Bullard here, defensive coach for the Shattuck Indians. I tell you what, Coach, you really got to be pleased with these guys tonight.
Yeah, they played hard. You know, we had a good game plan, and they executed, worked hard all week in practice, and they got it done.
What got into Floyd tonight, man? He was all over the place, wasn't he?
He's a heck of a player, heck of a good kid, plays hard, and that's all we ask.
What position does he play?
Out there, we were trying to get some clarification what position he was he played, because it seemed like he was just playing everywhere out there on the defensive ball tonight.
We try to put our players where they can make plays, and he did.
I tell you what, you've got plenty to be proud of, Coach. Get out here and celebrate with the rest of these guys. Congratulations.
What is there, Mike? 200 people there with those kids celebrating on the south end of Fastlane Field here at Milan Stadium?
I'm going to come over here and talk to Daniel. He's got all the pretty girls surrounded. Hey, Daniel, man, way to go. Congratulations. Tell us how you're feeling tonight.
Oh, I'm feeling great. This is words can't even describe it right now. It's amazing.
I tell you what, you guys.
To my senior year. Really great.
You couldn't have asked for any better. Talk a little bit about that. Some of these guys, your teammates. It's the last chance, really, that you're going to have the opportunity to be out here on the football field playing with these guys.
Yeah, I'm going to miss them all. They're a great team, and we play. We won it.
You did it. He's so excited, guys.
I don't know what to say. I'm just that excited right now.
Enjoy it. Hey, big smiles all around. Here. Wanted to this guy over here. Hey, Floyd. Hey, we were just talking about you a little while ago. You were kind of the human wrecking ball out there tonight. What in the world were they thinking running to your side? That must have been crazy. Well, wait a second. First of all, which side was your side? Because you were all over the place tonight.
Well, I usually play on the right, but we just came out playing hard. I mean, I can't say enough about the team. We played great as a team. I mean, it's a great feeling right now.
I tell you, talk a little bit about, you know, some of the camaraderie. Obviously, you guys, it's not anything new being here at state championship, but talk a little bit about preparation this week and what you guys did to get ready for this game.
I don't know. I mean, I got to give it to our second team, giving us a great look all week. You know, everybody put effort into this week, and I guess we capitalized on it.
I tell you what, we were really kind of inspired watching you play on the defensive side of the ball tonight. Was there anything that you used in particular for motivation here?
No, not really. I mean,
is this a state championship and motivation enough?
I think that's what did it for me. It was just, it's too real of being out here. It's too fun.
All right, congratulations on the win. Guys, you earned it.
All right, thank you.
Mike, it appears Wagner is going to win their first state championship tonight. Late in the ball game, the Bulldogs from Wagner lead Clinton 23-0 there in Stillwater. 23-0, Wagner on top of Clinton late in the game. Actually, it's been the fourth time that Wagner's been in the championship game. You remember they lost to Douglas in overtime last year. They lost to Clinton in 05, and then they were actually set to play in the mid-40s in the championship game. I think the flu canceled that one. That would, I think, believe in Class B. Anyway, Wagner in control late in the ball game, leading Clinton 23-7. Anadarko has won now 32-7, so it will be Anadarko and Casha Hall for the 3A state championship next week, as Casha Hall earlier this evening beat Heritage Hall 14-7. Anadarko and Casha Hall next week for the 3A state championship. It's a yeah, Matt.
Oh, well, go ahead.
I can tell you, Woodland ends Thomas' season tonight in the Enid. Thomas ends 2011 at 13-1. 32-7, Woodland beats Thomas tonight. That was number one and number two. Woodland had been number one, Thomas number two, most all season long. Wayne, late in the ball game, was leading Carnegie easily. It was like a 46-point Wayne lead at 52-6. The ball game, last report we had, was early on in the fourth quarter. 2A, they will play tomorrow two semi-games, Hennessy, the Eagles, and the Millwood Falcons, set for a 1 o'clock kick at UConn High School. Jones and Lindsay in the other 2A semi, they will kick likewise same time, different location at Putnam City. So Hennessy, Millwood, Jones, Lindsay play tomorrow to see who plays next week in Stillwater for the 2A state championship. Guthrie earlier this afternoon in Stillwater beat Lawton Mack 24-7. Guthrie ends a 14-0 run, ranked number one. They were actually number four in one poll, according to the final poll. MacArthur was either number one or number two, depending on what high school poll you pay attention to. Guthrie beat MacArthur 24-7. Last night, Union won the 6A title 23-22. Tomorrow afternoon in Newcastle, it's number one and number two, Caddo and Davenport, a 1 o'clock kick at Newcastle High School.
We're going to get over here and see if we can finally get to this guy inside this massive humanity. We finally found Aaron McCandless. Aaron, congratulations on the win tonight. For a senior, this has got to be a really special moment for you.
Oh, man, it's great. Just knowing your last game is a state championship game, that's the only way to go out.
You played, obviously, since you were a freshman here at Shattuck. You've played in a lot of big games. Talk about where this one ranks for you. I mean, obviously, it's special, but, I mean, does this rank up at the top of your list as far as the games that you've played?
Oh, yeah, this is top of my list. Last football game that I know of right now, I mean, there's nothing you can ask for. I mean, it's just senior year, last game, play hard, let everything out.
All right, well, congratulations on the win, and congratulations on a great season. Boy, I tell you what, there were a lot of doubters out there, but you proved them wrong here tonight.
That's what we're about. We got to prove them wrong.
There we go. It's Aaron McCandless here. Congratulations.
You know, CJ, as I look out there here at this sea of excitement, I want you to go to bed tonight, and I want you to remember this scene, okay? And I want to tell you what this scene means to me. And I want you to think about this as you lay down for your restful sleep and get ready for bedlam. I want you to be reminded, you can't at any time beat tradition. I just want you to remember that.
Mike, you're going to love me for this one because I got Branson Brown here. Now, the offensive line, they never get enough credit. I got to give you credit here tonight because let me tell you something. You had one of the most difficult jobs out there on the field. You play center, right?
Yes, sir.
So what's your main job?
The block, nose guard, and make sure everyone knows what they're doing.
And make sure that the quarterback gets the ball, right? It all starts with you, right? Well, let me tell you something. Here, as we stand out here tonight, the rain continues to fall. You are dealing with a slick ball. It didn't mess with you. You had a really good game blocking up front and getting the ball to your quarterback, most importantly.
Yeah.
Talk a little bit about what you guys did as far as preparation coming in tonight. Anybody that you were looking out for in particular there along that defensive line for Tipton?
No, we were just watching out for number 15, making sure you didn't get outside.
Well, that was a great job that you guys did up front tonight. You guys had a spectacular time, and boy, I tell you what, offensive line really turned it up whenever it counted here tonight.
Yeah.
Congratulations on the win tonight. Go out there and celebrate with those teammates, all right?
All right.
All right.
You don't see Coach Bullard around there anyways. He already escaped.
We'll see if we can look around for him. Well, I'll tell you what, he was wearing a red jacket last time, right?
Look down here about on the 24-yard line.
Him.
There you go.
I got him here.
Everybody wants a piece of Coach Bullard right now, though.
That's where it gets a little bit tricky, guys. You got to wait your turn.
You don't have to. You're Stormy.
Yeah.
Just take it over, big guy.
Everybody knows me. That's why.
I tell you, we can take a quick break here, and we'll be back here and catch that post-game chat with Coach Bullard here in just a few seconds. You're listening to Championship Friday on the Road to the Top.
Do you want your athlete to know how proud you are of all their hard work? Let them know with a personalized banner from Compass Athletics. Make it extra special by adding their picture to the banner, or let your athlete show off their school pride and stay warm at the same time with a personalized team jacket. Come by Compass Athletics to see their new shipments of apparel just in time for Christmas shopping. Compass Athletics has training apparel and equipment by Nike, Under Armour, Russell, Rawlings, and Worth. Compass Athletics, 1901 Main Street in Woodward, serving you in every direction.
Back here at Fast Lane Field, Shattuck Indians victorious tonight. We've got the head man for the Shattuck Indians, Coach Bullard. Congratulations on a win tonight. I tell you what, there were naysayers. There were people that said all season long that the Shattuck Indians couldn't get back to this point. You've proven them wrong here, Coach.
Well, yeah, a lot of people didn't believe in us, but the kids kept fighting and believing what we do, and we got another one.
Shattuck's had a lot of championship teams, a lot of talented teams, but I got to say, just from my own personal standpoint here, Coach, that this has got to be one of the teams that really went out there and earned this state championship. Not to say that none of the other teams have ever earned it, but I'm just saying that these guys really worked hard for you.
They did. You know, probably not the most talented team we've had, but they believed in what we did, and they fought to the end. You know, we could have quit last week and the week before, but kept fighting, and we're state champions. So I'm very proud of these guys.
I would have to say that one thing would be team leadership. You got a lot of seniors out there that showed a lot of spirit and heart throughout the course of the season. And then you and the rest of the coaching staff, you guys have really worked hard all year.
Well, thank you. I get way too much praise for anything. My assistant coaches are great. I mean, I truly mean that. My assistant coaches are great, and the kids, you know, do everything we ask to and play hard. It makes my job easier. I just want to thank everybody for everything they've done for me.
Mother Nature cooperated with the Shattuck Indians tonight. The rain kind of quit there for a little while. I thought that was going to play a factor in the game, and now that things have wrapped up and we're trying to celebrate out here, the rain starts pouring down again. But doggone it, I don't think that's keeping any of these Shattuck fans from doing what they've kind of learned to do over the years, and that's get out here, just show their community support. And boy, you had a really good turnout tonight.
Yeah, we did. Even in the bad weather, there's a lot of Shattuck Indians out here, and yeah, the rain's picking up again.
All right. I'm going to let you get out of here, Coach. Boy, I don't like goodbyes, so I'm just going to say thanks for everything.
Well, I want to thank you guys for everything you've done for me. I really appreciate it,
Coach Bullard. Another state championship.
All right, let's take a quick break here. We'll return and wrap this rascal up here in just a few moments. You're listening to Championship Friday on our Road to the Top.
Fully recovered from a concussion and can safely return to play can be a difficult challenge. Yet resuming activity before a full recovery has occurred can put an athlete at greater risk for long-term injury. At Northwest Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab in Woodward, our new concussion management program uses objective neurophysical balance testing to help athletes get back on their feet after an injury and pinpoint areas in their sensory system before injuries occur. Utilizing the Biodex system, we can get you back into the game quicker with our targeted recovery and balance assessment. Play it safe. Call us 256-2102 or visit northwestptsr.com to get tested today.
Troy Jones Equipment, located at 3607 Williams Avenue, has a full line of general equipment in stock and available for the contractor or the homeowner. Troy Jones Equipment also services the oil field. Whether you're in the market for a carpet cleaner or a backhoe, Troy Jones Equipment has what you're looking for. Troy Jones Equipment, open Monday through Friday, 7 to 5, and Saturday, 7 to 4. Their knowledgeable and friendly staff is on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for all your equipment needs. give them a call at 580-256-2547.
Do you want your athlete to know how proud you are of all their hard work? Let them know with a personalized banner from Compass Athletics. Make it extra special by adding their picture to the banner, or let your athlete show off their school pride and stay warm at the same time with a personalized team jacket. Come by Compass Athletics to see their new shipments of apparel just in time for Christmas shopping. Compass Athletics has training apparel and equipment by Nike, Under Armour, Russell, Rawlings, and Worth. Compass Athletics, 1901 Main Street in Woodward, serving you in every direction.
CJ Montgomery, Mike Mitchell, Pete Mundo, Matt Storm, our entire Championship Friday crew here from Milam Stadium, campus of Southwestern Oklahoma State University. Shattuck wins it 26-6, their eighth state championship. They won seven of the Class C variety, won those six from 2003 to 2008. Of course, they won the Class A crown, Mike, back in 1991. You know, as you look back, we've had the opportunity to kind of tag along, if you will, and be a part of that success. We originated that broadcast back in 1991 from Moore High School in a game that Shattuck won there. And then, of course, we've been along for all six of those prior to one tonight, the seventh eight-man state championship. Boy, goodness gracious, what a tremendous run. Wow.
Oh, it really is. And Coach Bullard, congratulations to him and his staff. And they do work hard. I had the occasion to be over there and go through their facilities and in the weight room and stuff like that in 1991 in those times, CJ. And they took every ounce of what they needed and made better football players, both physically and mentally, out of these kids. And he does deserve, and his staff deserves, a lot of credit for the rise of the Shattuck football team and the Indians. It takes good coaching to be successful. And, of course, he's had some great athletes. But I agree with Matt. It's not goodbye. It's just we'll see you later. I can't imagine Troy Buller won't come back one of these days. They all do, the good ones. And hopefully he'll be back on a football field somewhere, and hopefully we can be a part of his next stint.
Pete, great job on your first state championship call tonight. Enjoyed listening to you and Mike and Matt. Good.
Thank you, guys. It was a pleasure to work with all three of you and Matt all season long. It's been great working with you and just – you know, coming a long way from that Canadian Mead game back week one, and
it was kind of hot.
It was warm, and you know that kicked off the season great. That was an exciting win for Mead back in week one, and you know just getting to know all these communities, the coaches. I've enjoyed every second of it, and it's been a great season from our end, I think.
Well, we'll turn our thoughts, at least as far as K101 is concerned, for the next several months to Round Ball Roundup, hitting the gym, but it's not too long until Classic Bowl 24 coming up. It gets underway. The Classic Bowl week does May the 29th. The game itself will be June the 2nd at Boomer Field as we put the spotlight on 91 high schools across Oklahoma, Kansas, and Texas. Hey, a big thank you to all our folks that made our broadcast possible tonight from Milam Stadium. Ed's Cafe, Dr. Kristen Burris, DDS, Newman Pharmacy, the Shattuck National Bank, Medic Drug in Shattuck, Shattuck Lumber and Hardware, Snell Nelson Insurance, the Shattuck Chamber of Commerce, McKay Ford Lincoln, Craighead and Dersh, Jesswell Chevrolet, Northwestern Oklahoma State University with campuses in Alva, Woodward, and Enid. Rick Phillips Insurance Company, as well as CoachesAid.com. Mike, thank you, my friend.
Enjoyed it.
It was a lot of fun.
Thanks for putting up with me, Pete.
Anytime.
Let us take this final break. We'll be back and wrap this rascal up. We can tell you Woodland went ahead and won easily over Thomas. Wayne in control of Carnegie late in the ball game. So Woodland and Wayne will meet for the Class A championship. Kasha Hall upsets Heritage Hall tonight by 7, 14-7. Anadarko beats Berryhill. So it's Anadarko and Kasha Hall for the 3A title next week. Wagner gets their first state championship tonight. It was a 23-0 win over Clinton. Guthrie this afternoon, an easy win over MacArthur, 24-7 last night. In Stillwater, Union beat Broken Arrow 23-22, and the score we're most proud of, Shattuck wins the state championship tonight in Weatherford 26-6, the win over Tipton. Let's take a final break. You're listening to Championship Friday on our road to the top.
West Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab in Woodward, we can help you improve balance, increase agility, develop muscle tone, or even return you to the game quicker with the new Biodex system. Biodex allows the therapist to provide real-time postural and balance feedback to patients. Biodex even allows for stability training for fall prevention. In just 2 minutes, we can identify potential problems and help you regain your stability. Call us today at 580-256-2102. Northwest Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab in Woodward.
Troy Jones Equipment, located at 3607 Williams Avenue, has a full line of general equipment in stock and available for the contractor or the homeowner. Troy Jones Equipment also services the oil field. Whether you're in the market for a carpet cleaner or a backhoe, Troy Jones Equipment has what you're looking for. Troy Jones Equipment, open Monday through Friday, 7 to 5, and Saturday, 7 to 4. Their knowledgeable and friendly staff is on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for all your equipment needs. Give them a call at 580-256-2547.
Do you want your athlete to know how proud you are of all their hard work? Let them know with a personalized banner from Compass Athletics. Make it extra special by adding their picture to the banner, or let your athlete show off their school pride and stay warm at the same time with a personalized team jacket. Come by Compass Athletics to see their new shipments of apparel just in time for Christmas shopping. Compass Athletics has training apparel and equipment by Nike, Under Armour, Russell, Rawlings, and Worth. Compass Athletics, 1901 Main Street in Woodward, serving you in every direction.
Our Road to the Top coverage, an exclusive presentation of Omni Communications, that is produced in conjunction with the Oklahoma Secondary Schools Activities Association. Facilities this evening provided by Southwestern Oklahoma State University. Our play-by-play guy, you gotta like the kid. His name is Pete Mundo. Color and other genuine frontier gibberish. A Hall of Famer, the self-appointed sports guru, that's Mike Mitchell. Sidelines, we call it Fluff. You will find none better. They call him Stormy. His name is Matt Storm. In studio production, Sean Kelly. Milam Stadium production assistants this evening, Connie Mitchell. The executive producer of Road to the Top coverage is Jay Douglas Williams. For our entire broadcast crew, I'm CJ Montgomery saying so long from our Road to the Top. Good night, everyone.